Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? It is another frosty morning here in Kingman, Arizona, but that's to be expected come January. Hey, the new year is getting off to a roaring start, and it's already speeding along at a pretty good clip. Lots and lots of projects simmering on the front burner, including plans for a mega celebration of National Road Trip Day here in Kingman, Arizona. That'll take place on May 27th. But for more information on that, you'll need to stay tuned for details. For several months now, I've been talking about the exciting and innovative narrated Kingman Historic District walking tour being developed by Kingman Main Street. A sample tour can be seen on the website kingman.tours. Well, on Wake Up with Jim this week, I'm going to share some of the fascinating discoveries that have been made during the research phase of the project. Dusting off Kingman's rich and colorful history and unraveling a mystery or two to bring history to life has on occasion left me more frustrated than a one-eyed blind man with a new camera. But completion of each point of interest, a puzzle piece in the big picture, if you will, leaves me happier than fleas on a puppy. Hey, before I share this morning's story, let's say thank you to the boys of the road crew for a wonderful theme song. Joe, Woody, and the boys, if you need a theme song for your epic road trip adventure or some good old-fashioned road trip inspiring tunes, look no further than roadcrew66.com. The old Mojave County Jail, built between 1909 and 1910, is a rare tangible link to the closing years of the territorial era in Arizona. It's one of the last freestanding jails built before statehood. Incredibly, it remained in use until 1965, when a new jail in the courthouse basement was completed. Currently, the old building is used for storage, and there is an ongoing conversation in county government about its removal. But so far, through diligent and valiant efforts, it still stands. In fact, when they built the new courthouse a few years ago, thanks to the Historic Preservation Committee and concerned citizens, the jail was spared the wrecking ball. The new facility was built around it. Here's another bit of possibly useless trivia about the old jail. Unless you happen to show up on Jeopardy and this becomes a question, the Pauley Jail Building Company of Missouri was awarded the construction contract for the cells. As an interesting historic footnote, established in 1856, this is the oldest single-family-owned correctional facilities contractor in the United States. The history of prior jails in Kingman and former county seats in Surbat, Mineral Park, and Hardyville is vague. One of the earliest references that I have found was in a published article dated January 1884 that noted funding approval in the amount of $1,400 for jail construction in Mineral Park. There's ample evidence that incarceration in the Mojave County Jail after the dawn of the 20th century was considered quite a joke by outlaws. And it was an absolute embarrassment for the county as well as the city of Kingman. Published in the fall of 1907 was a particularly comedic story. Because all the prisoners in the Mojave County Jail, grown tired of the sameness of the menu and their surroundings, walked away a short time ago, all of the fugitives face additional charges for the jailbreak. None of the escapees have yet been caught. An article published in September 1908 noted that, quote, sometime yesterday afternoon, two prisoners slipped through one of the jail gratings and made their escape. they were two boys held for robbing the section house at Barrie. The continual escapes are similar to the early days of Yuma, when prisoners were wont to take a dinner knife and fork and carve their way to freedom through the adobe walls. Any time a husky fellow wishes to desert the Mojave County Jail, all he has to do is put his back to one of the cages and shove a hole through the wall. But most of the prisoners are most more considerate, and they only pull out the frame of one of the gratings and just walk out. The jail was not the only crime-related news that put the media spotlight on Kingman in the first decade of the new century. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, January 19, 1907, Lay was hanged in the yard of the Mojave County Jail. This was the culmination of a two-year legal battle that had often been the subject of national headlines. On September 8, 1905, C.C. Lay had murdered Jeannie Bowders, his mistress, in Gold Road. When appeals had been exhausted and the date of execution was set, his mother sent a wire to President Theodore Roosevelt and Territorial Governor Kibbe seeking clemency or a stay of execution. Neither one responded. Throughout his trial and the subsequent appeals, Lay had played the tough guy and shown no remorse. He spent the morning of his execution writing letters to family and friends, but when the death warrant was read to him in the corridor of the jail, his bravado vanished. It was reported that when the jailer bound him, Lay fainted and struck his head on the cell. The gash bled profusely, but he was bandaged and led to the scaffold in a nearly unconscious state. He had to be held up as the cap and noose were adjusted. On May 15, 1909, the county published an announcement that John Mulligan had taken the contract for the concrete work on the new jail and that the expected date of completion for the project was September 1910. Mulligan had been the primary contractor for the Brunswick Hotel and Hotel Beale, both of which still stand here in Kingman, Arizona. In July 1909, an article published about the project noted that Mulligan and Pendergast was commencing work on the foundation, and their construction of the jail was to begin within 60 days. Interestingly, the article noted that a covered bridge was to be built between the jail and courthouse. Now, it's not known if that bridge was built. If so, it was removed when the courthouse was moved to the west as construction on the new courthouse began. With completion of the new courthouse, the old building was moved to Front Street across from the railroad depot, renovated and operated as the commercial hotel until the early 1950s. By the end of January 1910, the walls were complete, the forms removed. On October 27th of that year, the structure was inspected by the county special committee. Except for a lack of gratings on the lower windows of the sheriff's office and the main entrance, and the need for a steel door between the main corridor and the sheriff's office and residence, they approved the project. Okay. Well, that is our story for today. So before we wrap this up, though, I want to say thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the story, and I hope that you can join me in the morning for another episode of Wake Up with Jim. What a great way to start your day with a little bit of useless knowledge. Hey, I'm going to wrap up today's program with a shout-out to the one and only Uranus Fudge Company and General Store, along Route 66, east of St. Robert, Missouri. This is a destination. It is an experience. This is where memories are made, and this is where fun reigns supreme. This is home to some of the best fudge on earth, and soon you can experience all the fun of Uranus in Anderson, Indiana at their new location. Can you imagine a road trip with a stop at not one, but at two Uranus Fudge Company and General Store locations? That would definitely ensure a most memorable road trip. Last but not least, did you know that you can order a delicious fudge, zany souvenirs, or a copy of the Uranus Examiner newspaper at www.uranusgeneralstore.com? Well, I guess that's about it for this morning, my friends. Until we meet again, we'll do this again tomorrow, 5:30 Mountain Standard Time, and have another story from to share with you. And I want to thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed the program. See you soon, my friends.
Sometimes
say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.